Issues such as the environment, labor, human rights, and the privatization of public resources are all greatly affected by international trade. So it's not surprising that activists working on these issues are coming together for what may be one of the most critical moments for this growing movement. I say this because the stakes have never been so high. FTAA is all about the end of environmental protection and socially responsible legislation as we know it. Called NAFTA on steroids by its various opponents, FTAA is expected to expand the potential for environmental destruction already begun by that earlier trade agreement. These documents allow corporations to override democratically enacted environmental laws they deem to be restrictions on trade. They increase corporate power while threatening the ecological integrity of the nations of the Western Hemisphere and their inhabitants. In addition, FTAA may threaten further privatization of public resources, wresting control of schools, electricity, food, and water away from the public sector and into the hands of corporate interests. As an example, Sunbelt Water Incorporated of Santa Barbara, California, is suing the Canadian government for $14 billion under NAFTA because British Columbia banned the export of bulk water in the early 90s. This prevented the company from getting into the water export business in BC. But if FTAA is enacted, it's expected that as soon as a permit is granted to a domestic water company to export water, the corporations of other signatories will have the same right to the commercial use of that water as the domestic companies. And if British Columbia or any other province of Canada allows the commercial export of bulk water, all the other provinces have to follow suit. In other words, corporate tankers could begin draining the Great Lakes, and the provincial or the national government would be hard-pressed to stop them. With FTAA, this same scenario could play itself out all over the hemisphere. Sound crazy? Well, yeah. Here's another example. S.D. Myers, an American PCB waste disposal company, also successfully used the NAFTA provision to make Canada reverse its ban on PCB exports. The company successfully sued the Canadian government in Ottawa for $50 million in alleged losses. It's believed that all this would only get worse under FTAA. I'm tempted to say that the more one looks at it, the worse it gets. But since the document itself is top secret, we only have similar ill-conceived agreements to go by. Yet the short-term mentality of corporate interests is unknown, and thousands of people are prepared to confront those forces in the next few days with a simple message: you can't have globalization without a healthy globe.